Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, the Galaxy on Saturday in Sydney was a great race. And once again, Uncommon James continued his remarkable record of never finishing further back than second. After winning the Oakley Plate, he was probably a touch unlucky on Saturday, but it was a gutsy run nonetheless. And trainer Matty Hoister joins us because he could be heading over to the West now. Morning, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Michael.
How'd he pull up?
Yeah, super. Look, obviously, another really gallant run for him. Probably just, didn't have the right amount of luck at the right time, but, still tried really hard. And look, thankfully, he's pulled up really good. I've just sent him out just for a little freshen just till the end of this week. Just he's obviously been in work the whole time and with the travel down to Melbourne, then travel to Sydney. Just thought we'd let him get his head down on a bit of grass and, prior to his next run. So they've been really happy with him, and I'll get him back into Randwick there on Friday morning.
Gee, he's a good horse, isn't he? 9 starts now, 6 wins, 3 seconds, and that Oakley Plate form has stood up really well. Lofty Strike outstanding in the Newmarket, and then Asfura was probably unlucky as well in the Galaxy. It could have been both of you fighting out the finish. And he's obviously durable. Originally, you weren't going to go over to the $4 million slot race called the Quokka in the West, but what's changed your mind?
Yeah, obviously, with having the lure, I suppose, of the TJ there was sort of the main sort of factor, I suppose, behind that. But even just sort of Damien's comments on Saturday, just when obviously he didn't get all that much room, but he probably just did show a little bit of his inexperience there, that when he kind of needed him to take that tight gap, he was just a little bit hesitant. So more just, not wanting to probably throw him in the deep end. Still feel we're probably still another prep away and another 6 months away from probably seeing the finished product with him. He's still doing a few little things wrong, and he's not going to be able to do those things wrong, taking on the big boys at sort of, weight for age conditions. So rather than throw him in the deep end just yet, I've elected to, thinking that the Quokka is going to be a bit of an easier option. It's obviously still going to map him to be a strong race, but taking on, the likes of horses that won't be there in the TJ, and just wanting to look 6 months ahead. So that's why we've kind of ruled out the Brisbane Winter Carnival, just electing to want to give him a nice spell on the back of this preparation, and Perth just works in well for that we can get over that run there. You can still have a really nice break, and hopefully we can get him back and, potentially try and get him into an Everest.
Well, he's in the perfect area for Australian racing, isn't he? Because there is so much money on offer for good sprinters. So Amelia's Jewel is obviously the local to beat over there. Your good mate Asfura is going to be making the trip west. But news has come out in the last couple of days that Coolangatta is going to bypass the Quokka and focus on Royal Ascot, which makes your task easier as well. Have you locked in a slot as yet?
Yes, we have. So we've locked in C Corp and Mount Halliwell Stud. We've done that deal last night, so we're all locked in and confirmed now. So we're looking forward to it. He'll hopefully fly out sort of 2 weeks yesterday. He'll head over there, and that'll give us 12 days before the race.
That's exciting. Damien Lane's riding everywhere around the world. Is he able to ride on that date?
No, unfortunately not. He starts his Japan stint then, so he won't be aboard. So Ben Thompson will be taking the ride.
Well, he's your lucky charm, Benny Thompson, when it comes to the big races as well. And without going into too specific detail, obviously $4 million is a big headline, but how does it work with the slot and the divvy up of, I don't even know, what is first prize money in the Quokka?
So it's $2 million first prize.
Yep.
So obviously we were, as I suppose you'd expect, after winning the Oakley Plate, he was, we had quite a few offers to come over there, and we just really liked your offer through Halliwell Stud. Obviously, real sort of family man, and wanting to just kind of do everything to sort of make the trip really sort of fun for not only myself, but obviously my wife, Kate, who sort of owns as well. So, really, really sort of like them, and that's why we elected to go with them. So, hopefully we can get the job done for the faith they've shown in us.
Who was the hard-nosed negotiator? Was it yourself or Caitlin?
Yeah, it's all her. No, she's, no, we obviously, you'd expect a horse like him would it's a very much has to be an attractive deal for sort of both parties, and you know, and they very much obviously want a horse of his calibre to race for their slot. So it was a very attractive offer for us that we're very grateful for being able to have. But yeah, I think everything's mapping well, and you know, I think the 1200 on what's going to be a you know, more than likely a really firm track over there, that sort of holds no worries. And looking forward to, I think he's probably looking for the 1200 now. So yeah, really, really excited and really looking forward to taking him over.
Yeah, it's going to be a big moment. Huge prize money, and it's great to see him get a slot. Have you got a winner tomorrow? I see you've got three nice chances in at Doomben.
Yeah, we do. Probably best would be probably Ocean Endeavour. She was probably face value a touch disappointing. She's still got a lot of time for. She's actually Inundation's half sister. And yeah, face value touch disappointing. She was just probably ridden a touch out of her comfort zone up in front. She's still very green, but from a good gate, she'll get a nice trailing run there tomorrow, and yeah, should take a bit of beating.
Race 5, number 13, Ocean Endeavour. Good on you, Matt. Well done on the weekend and securing a slot in the Quokka.
Cheers. Thanks a lot.